Sport on RT Radio 1 with the Kia EV6, Irish and European Car of the Year. For more, log on to kia.com.
And on the morning after an Irish win, just, here's Damien O'Mara.
Yeah, much to reflect upon, Gavin, for Irish soccer fans this morning. We'll have more in a moment on the under-21s who have missed out on qualification for next year's European Championships. The senior men, however, last night beat Armenia by 3-2 to finish their UEFA Nations League campaign. A John Egan header saw Ireland open the scoring in the 18th minute at the Aviva Stadium. A brilliant strike from Michael Obafemi doubled that lead in the 52nd. Ireland looked comfortably on course for victory. Armenia then scored twice inside 3 minutes to level the game by the 73rd minute. Ireland awarded a penalty in stoppage time scored by Robbie Brady to secure the win. Ukraine and Scotland played out a scoreless draw in the second game in Group B1 last night. That result was enough for Scotland to top the group and secure promotion to League A. Ukraine finished second ahead of Ireland. After last night's game, our correspondent Tony O'Donoghue spoke with the Irish manager Stephen Kenny.
I'm not sure exactly how to feel, it was sort of, but I know that we played really well in the game, and I was very pleased with how we played, and then just absolutely shot ourselves in the foot for a 5 minute period, two goals in 2 minutes. You know, it was careless, because we wanted after three or four, we could have been four up at that stage. 75th minute, we'd centre backs overlapping and everyone committing to attack, and we obviously got caught on the break when we're winning 2-0, and then we made a mistake and got punished a minute later. So the fact that we came back and won 3-2 was important, and you know, we were much the better team and could have won by a few goals, but there's lessons there for us, and that, you know, learnings for us for sure.
Does tonight give you more questions than you were expecting at the end of the Nations League? You thought you were moving in a positive direction?
No, it doesn't. Loads of great things, you know. I think Nathan Collins coming in again, Darragh O'Shea coming in the back three, for vast portions of the match they were very good. We know that we've made mistakes, we learned that. 2-0 up, we don't need to go absolutely chasing a third and forward uber aggressively. You know, I think we can go and get a third and forward, but by keeping our structure, and that's what we didn't do. Overall, there was a lot of good things. Michael Obafemi's goal was terrific. John Egan scoring again. We had a lot of chances, and against a team that got a lot of men behind the ball and defend in a real low block, so it was difficult for the strikers to get any space at all.
Okay.
So I think that overall the players done really well tonight, except that ridiculous 10-minute period where we conceded 2 goals in 2 minutes, and but we can, that, you know, we can make sure that doesn't happen again.
That's Stephen Kenny with Tony O'Donoghue. Elsewhere in the Nations League, Northern Ireland beaten 3-1 away by Greece in League C Group 2. They only avoid having to now play a relegation playoff as a result of Cyprus losing 5-1 against Kosovo. Cyprus finished below them on goal difference. The Republic of Ireland's under-21s were beaten on penalties by Israel and have missed out on what would have been an historic first appearance at a major tournament. The sides went into last night's second leg in Tel Aviv, level 1-1 after the first leg. Last night's game finished scoreless after extra time, Israel winning 3-1 on penalties. Tyreek Wright, Evan Ferguson and Dawson Devoy all had what has to be described as poor penalties saved. The Irish manager is Jim Crawford.
I couldn't be more proud of the players out there today. It was backs against the wall stuff for large portions of the game, and we expected that, we knew that, you know, and it probably goes back to the first leg where, you know, we missed those gilt-edged chances that, had we had scored them, would have put us in a really strong position coming out here, and we obviously caused them some type of concern because they dropped down three senior players who played on Saturday against Albania, so they knew the threat that we posed, and as I said, you know, the players, they did their country proud. All I can say is the future, certainly in the short to mid-term, it looks really promising. You can practice penalties all you want, nothing compares to the pressure that was on these players here today, with, you know, every fan whistling at them and booing them when they were stepping up to take the penalty, and it's a real punch in the stomach for the players, you know, because look, me, of course, I'm going to be biased, they didn't deserve it because how hard they've worked since last September. Some of them have really, really promising futures ahead of them.
A really difficult night for everyone involved. To Gaelic Games, the prospect of a referee strike in Wexford has been averted following a meeting in the county last night, with details and more as well on the impact of Budget 2023 on sport. Here's Damien Lawler.
The threat of a GEA referee strike in Wexford has been offset. Instead, a number of definite actions have been swiftly proposed by the Wexford board. This followed an alleged assault of a match official at a Junior A football match last Sunday. A meeting held by the Wexford County Board, and including referees and administrators, has insisted that all Wexford clubs must now hold a workshop for mentors from under 11 to adult before Wednesday the 5th of October. Any club who does not conform will have all their fixtures postponed until the workshop has been held. Wexford GEA will also look for special congress to remove the 96-week maximum term of suspension for physical or verbal threat to an official, together with debarment and or expulsion from the GEA as penalties that may be considered. Wexford GEA have called on the GEA to simplify their disciplinary system, and they also want to pilot a Respect the Referee campaign in conjunction with Camogie and LGFA in 2023. Meanwhile, RTE Sport has learned that a new €35 million fund has been established to help under-pressure Irish sports clubs with rising energy costs this winter. The fund was secured by Minister of State for Sport Jack Chambers and has been agreed to help clubs with practicalities of dealing with the energy crisis, such as the cost of keeping floodlights on, keeping halls heated over winter and sustaining other facilities. The €35 million fund is part of a wider €60 million package, which was announced by Public Expenditure Minister Michael McGrath during yesterday's budget. It will be unveiled later today following prolonged engagement between Minister Chambers and Minister McGrath.
Elsewhere, an additional €8 million was also allocated to the overall funding of sport yesterday, over half of which will be used towards planning for the Paris 2024 Olympics and Paralympics. And racing at home today is in Belliestown. It includes the inaugural Barney Curley Charity Cup, the card there away, Gavin, from 2 o'clock.